Hello guys, greetings to every one of you and welcome to today's lesson. We're going to continue with our lessons in constitutional law, and today we're going to be talking about political evolutions of Cameroon since 1960. I would like to start by mentioning that since the year 1960, Cameroon has undergone evolution, changes in its political life until present. So that is what we're going to be looking at today in this lesson. First thing first, it is important to note that Cameroon got her independence from France in 1960, right on the 1st of January 1960. That was under the presidency of His Excellency President Ahmadou Ahidjo, who became the first president of Cameroon immediately once Cameroon got her independence from France, and later on also obtained independence from Britain in 1961. So Cameroon gained independence from France on the 1st of January 1960, and since then Cameroon has undergone significant political evolution. And this political evolution have been shaped by various factors, including colonial legacy, regionalism, and even globalization. So in this today's lesson, we are going to be looking at the major changes, the major evolution that have taken place in the political life of Cameroon since 1960 till present. And then we're going to split this into eras. The first era we're going to look at is the early years of independence. That is, immediately after independence, right from 1960 until 1972. From 1960 to 1972, this was the early years of independence in Cameroon. And at this time, Cameroon existed as a federal system. Cameroon had a federal system of government. Cameroon here adopted a federal system of government with two states. The states were the East Cameroon, which was formerly the French Cameroon, and the West Cameroon, formerly the British Cameroon. These are the two states that came together to form a federation, known as the Federal Republic of Cameroon. Now, under President Ahmadou Ahidjo, because immediately after independence, the Cameroon got a president, that is the first president of Cameroon, who was His Excellency President Ahmadou Ahidjo. He ruled from 1960 to 1982 when he handed over office to His Excellency President Paul Biya. Under President Ahmadou Ahidjo, Cameroon in 1966 became a one-party system. The political party in Cameroon by then was known as CNU, Cameroon National Union. And this CNU was the sole political party in Cameroon. Cameroon became a state that has only one political party. As a result, there were no elections. Now, we are going to look at the next era. What happened in the political life of Cameroon after this 1972? In 1972, President Ahmadou Ahidjo organized a referendum. This referendum was to change the form of states, which was a federal state. And Ahidjo was more interested in a unitary state than a federal state. In 1972, through a referendum, Cameroon adopted a unitary state, and this unitary state system abolished the federal state system. I would like to mention something. Here, in 1972, when President Ahmadou Ahidjo organized a referendum to change the form of state, it was a total violation. It was a total violation of Section 47 of the Federal Constitution. And it had to do with the integrity and the form of state, changing the form of state. But he convened a referendum, and it was voted for, and the form of state was changed from a federal state to a unitary state. So as from 1972 till today, Cameroon is a unitary state. Secondly, we talk of centralization. The government centralized powers, reducing regional autonomy and increasing the president's authority under President Ahmadou Ahidjo. When President Paul Biya gained office in November 1982, when President Paul Biya became the president of Cameroon following Ahidjo's resignation. Until today, there are also some changes, some evolutions that have taken place in the political life of Cameroon, that is, since 1982. One of which is the president of the Republic of Cameroon since 1982 is President Paul Biya. The second is the multi-party system. In 1990, Cameroon transitioned from a one-party system to a multi-party system, allowing opposition parties to participate in election. For example, the Nijon Frondi and his political party SDF was the first opposition party in the early 1990s, which was very influential and powerful. Now we'll talk on economic liberalization. Paul Biya's government implemented economic liberalization policies, opening up the economy to international trade and investment. Now, from 1990, there have been a significant evolution in the political life of Cameroon. There have been reforms in the contemporary politics. That is, we have had reforms in the electoral reform, in the electoral code, we have electoral reforms. We have had opposition parties that have gained prominence. So the first thing first, electoral reforms. Cameroon has implemented various electoral reforms, including the creation of an independent electoral commission. This electoral reform might, to an extent, be accredited to the opposition parties, especially SDF, through the national chairman Nijon Frondi in the early 1990s, when he pressured the government to create ELECAM and make ELECAM an independent body to manage elections in Cameroon. From 1990 till today, opposition parties have gained prominence with some winning seats in the parliament, that is either in the House, House of Deputies, National Assembly, or the Senate. Now we're going to talk on the Anglophone crisis. The Anglophone crisis began in 2016, and is one of the things that have triggered a change in the political life of Cameroon, because this Anglophone crisis is a political crisis. It has posed significant challenges to the government, with demands for great autonomy or independence for the English-speaking regions. However, with regard to the ongoing crisis in the Anglophone regions, the government of the Republic of Cameroon has granted special status to the Northwest and the Southwest region as a way to appease the Anglophones and the crisis that is being championed since 2016. Now let's look at a point on the conclusion. Cameroon's political evolution since 1960 has been shaped by various factors, including colonial legacy, regionalism, and globalization. The country that transitioned from a federal system to a unitary state and from a one-party system to a multi-party system. So when you see many political parties in Cameroon like this today, that is not how it was in the beginning. It was under Cameroon was became under a one-party system under President Ahmadou Ahidjo, and under President Paul Biya, Cameroon became a multi-party state. Now, we're going to take some key points, 3 points, takeaway points. Number one, Cameroon gained independence from France on the 1st of January, 1960. Two, the country has undergone significant political evolution, including a transition from a federal system to a unitary state. Three, Paul Biya has been president since 1982, implementing economic liberalization policies and transitioning to a multi-party system. Now, we have a set of questions, and I'm going to leave you with this question, waiting for submission within 24 hours. Thank you for watching. If you have any question, feel free to drop your questions below, and then see you in our next lesson. Bye-bye.